Hey, friends. Man, I miss you guys. How you guys doing today?
Doing good.
All right. Let's do it.
How you doing?
I'm great, man. Great. Glad to see you guys.
Did you hear what DeMarcus Cousins said when he saw the media?
I'm doing good.
He said, hey guys, I missed talking to y'all. That's what he said. I missed you guys.
That's funny.
That's really funny. He came up with a smile and said, hey, I missed you guys. That's hella funny.
I'm skeptical, but that's actually an interesting place to start. The reason why that's funny, right, is because Boogie, especially, I think the national narrative around him is pretty conclusively, especially after this nightclub incident where Matt Barnes and him went out after a game was pushed back because there was, you know, water leaking into the arena or something like that.
This was after the Knicks loss.
Okay, so yeah, that was in Philly. So after the Knicks game, Matt Barnes and Boogie Cousins went out to a club and got into a physical altercation with a couple of people, and charges are being pressed, but you know, there's only alleged so far. There was a video after the fact of DeMarcus, being visibly shaken, all of this stuff, and he's had some of the disciplinary issues that people could at least say, okay, well, you know, maybe on court he's a problem, but you know, we don't have any evidence of being a problem off the court. Now that's there. So I think that, you know, Woj on his recent podcast was talking about how, he's been a Boogie supporter, but now he doesn't know if he can be. And I think that that's pretty much, anyone who was pro Boogie is now, either off of Boogie Island or questioning whether or not they should move off of the island. So, as someone who covers the Sacramento Kings, does this sort of change things? You know, I mean, some of these off-court issues, things have gotten worse before they've gotten better, and that's a little bit concerning. So, yeah, I mean, I just want to hear your thoughts about that.
Okay. This is a bit of a touchy subject, especially what's going on right now between the media and DeMarcus Cousins and the Sacramento Kings as a whole right now. And as we just talked about just a second ago, I mean, I guess it's been resolved. I mean, DeMarcus Cousins was fined for an undisclosed amount. Rumors have it that's got, you know, right around $50,000.
The number that comes up.
That he was fined, but again, it was supposed to be for an undisclosed amount. But that incident is something that I'm looking at, and it's one of those things where we don't know the whole story. You see a TMZ video, and TMZ is headline. TMZ is, you know, what just happened, getting the excitement, the adrenaline that's going from a guy after what just happened in a club. And, you know, you're hearing two different sides. You're hearing the side of, like, oh, this guy, Matt Barnes, he hit a girl, he choked me, blah, 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 blah. We're the victims. And you're hearing the rep side from the players of, now, we're the victims. They keep trying to bump into me, blah, 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 blah. Things got out of hand, and things kind of ensued, right? And so, you know, my point of view of it all is, and I talked about it just in our latest show, is this is like, again, pure speculation, and we're never going to know the ins and outs of it. Let's be honest. We're never going to know. My thoughts on it are when you're in that section, everyone wants to be around you. They all want to get a drink. They all want the free bottle. They all want to, hey, pour me a shot. And then think about that. People trying to bump into you. They keep tugging on the red rope. They keep trying to get in, and they're bumping. Think about that, and you're a celebrity, and people are like, hey, come on. Hey, come on. Hey, come on. Things are going to get rough. And now my thoughts on it are is this girl and this guy, this couple, we kept trying to get in. They kept trying to be the hip people, and they kept bumping in. They're like, hey, let me get in, blah, 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 blah. And the players, whether that be Matt Barnes or DeMarcus Cousins or whatever happened first, they bump back. Now, when you bump back, like when someone bumps me, I'm not going to lie, when I bump back, I use some force. They use the force. The girl might have been small. We don't know the whole story of it all. And it hit her. She got hit. supposedly, and then, you know, someone tried to attack a teammate, someone tried to attack a friend, you ensue back and you attack back and things like that probably happen. Now that's the thought of it all. Yes, DeMarcus Cousins was rubbing his hand. Yes, DeMarcus Cousins said he hit that person. You know, there's the altercation kind of was really big. Someone went across the line. Matt Barnes may have hit a woman, and I do not stand for that at all. And there's going to be charges that are going to be made for that. But do I look at DeMarcus Cousins in any different way? He is 24, 25 years old. He's in his mid-20s. He's a young guy. No.
I think he's 26.
Might be 26. He's still a young guy. You know what I mean?
He's an adult. You can't hit
people. You can be – but if he's going to hit you – why not hit back? Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, their side of it is they were trying to attack us first. So you're never going to know what's there. You're never going to know the side. So I can't look at you a different way just because these people got hurt more than DeMarcus Cousins and them did. If there's someone's attacking me, I'm going to protect myself. And that's just been my mindset on it all the entire time. Like, I'm not choosing a side. I'm not saying that he is okay. I'm not saying that what he did was right. All I'm saying is, I don't know the story, so I'm playing it down the middle until either one, I hear it, or two, this is my speculation on it all. And all I'll say on it again is that I understand protecting myself, I understand protecting my friends, I understand what happens in a VIP section and not being famous, and people keep trying to bump into you and you keep trying to tell them to move and they're pestering you. And we have to know that this is the same club that Thabo Sefolosha had his issues. And this is it's like this has a history of being there. Now, should they have picked better places to go? Should they have went to a different club? Yeah, maybe. But guess what? We don't know what was popping that night. Maybe there was free bottles if you came. So, I mean, we don't know the whole story of it all. That's all I'm trying to say. And do I think of DeMarcus Cousins any differently? No, I don't.
I agree that there's generally a spectrum where faults can be placed. Like, it's possible on one end that, you know, Matt Barnes and DeMarcus Cousins were really at fault here and they just assaulted a couple of people. Like, that's a distinct possibility, especially with, you know, the reputation of those two players. But you probably can't assume that. And then on the other side of the spectrum is sort of the scenario that you described. And that's important to keep note of. You know, my question is at this point, like, if you're going to give DeMarcus the benefit of the doubt, which, I'm not sure I'm willing to at this point, but I agree with you that, like, in a judgment like sense, you have to, probably in a legal sense, you have to too. But, you know, so yeah, my question is at this point, like, how bad is it if, you know, it is all the way to one side where, you know, they didn't instigate it, they were acting in self-defense, how bad is that still? Like, it's clearly not as bad as assaulting a couple of people. But, like, you know, they were at a club where there were some issues. You know, they probably shouldn't have been there. They could have de-escalated the conflict. It doesn't sound like they were in any serious danger. So, you know, that's a question in and of itself. You know, and yeah, I mean, if they acted aggressively and really hurt these people, regardless of whether it was in self-defense, I still think that you can come to the conclusion that they probably didn't handle the situation perfectly. So, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, regardless of where, you want to assume that.
I'm not assuming anything. I'm saying that we don't know, and I'm not choosing this side at all.
I agree with you. I'm saying that without making any assumptions, there's some consequences, there's some problems with, some of the facts that we do know. You know, like, they were at this club where there's been issues. You know, they, you know, got into a physical altercation with a couple of people. I think one of them was a woman, you know, and like, that's an issue in of itself. You know, they had this video recorded afterwards. Like, there's problems that we do know are a thing, even if we don't say, okay, these people are guilty of assault and battery. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a great look for the Sacramento Kings. And especially with some of the on-court issues that have been, I think, escalating recently. It's not great. It's not a great look for Boogie.
All I'll say is that there's not a good look to be had right now at all when you're on the Sacramento Kings. I mean, a win like this against the Blazers is something that's going to keep that away. So, and I mean, the legal issues that are being pushed right now, all the reports are showing that it's going toward Matt Barnes. So there's that. And you know, I'm again, it's a touchy subject to talk about. Again, I'm not assuming anything because the same situation that I just brought up, that, you know, I've been in that VIP section, I've also been the person that's, you know, seen people that get too drunk and they act crazy when they're with their friends and they get a little too hyped and they do things that they shouldn't do. And maybe that's what happened. All I'm saying is that I can see both sides of it. I can see what happens when you're in that section. So I'm not jumping to a conclusion for that reason. I don't know what happened. I will never know what happened. TMZ is supposed to report things like that. They are literally branded on trying to make people either, one, look bad, or two, get them to say something they shouldn't say. So I'm not picking a side at all. I don't look at DeMarcus Cousins any differently. And another thing too, I think you brought up the Philly thing, and I kind of talked about it on the podcast, and I think I wrote about it for one of the sites I used to write for, or something like that, is Matt Barnes and DeMarcus Cousins on Snapchat showed that after the game was over in the locker room, they pulled out a bottle of Hennessy and was drinking in the guest locker room in the Sixers arena, right? That got a lot of scrutiny from people out here, and I think that's just ridiculous. These are grown men. They're on the road for days, weeks, sometimes, like a week or two at a time. They're packing. They're literally trying to keep relaxed. Like, and I'll say this too. Once they have that drink, like, they're going on a plane. Like, I've been in an airport before I go on a flight. I can take a shot of something. Like, I want to feel good. Crown Royal. That's what I like to drink. So if you guys are ever in Sacramento, you see me, buy me a thing of Crown. I'll drink it with you. But I don't see what the problem was. Like, oh, they shouldn't have posted it on Snapchat. Klay Thompson, you know, takes videos and pictures of him drinking beer. It didn't matter. Like, for people to judge them, oh, they're in a guest arena. The game was canceled. When you're at an arena, when you're there, when you're a grown adult, do you go to the concession stand and buy a Sierra Nevada? They bought that bottle. They brought it in. They're about to go on a plane. They're traveling for days on end. They want to have a bottle to drink. I mean, I don't see what was the matter with that at all. That, I just wanted to throw that in there because I know Philly was brought up because a lot of people were talking about, oh, how bad that was. It's not bad at all. They're grown men. They are allowed to drink alcohol.
Yeah, it's also not something that's uncommon. You can look at a franchise that's sort of seen as the opposite of the Kings, the Spurs. Boris Diaw is sort of famous for having wine bottles and stuff after the game. And, you know, there's apparently like a cooler of beer, and Popovich will have one with the players and stuff. And, you know, that's like
Michael Jordan smoking cigars, popping champagne after a game. Like, these guys are adults, they're regular human beings. They just happen to make a lot more money than a lot of us do.
For now.
For now. But we'll never be able to get to play a game of basketball for a living. At least I won't. I'm short, brown, and on the ground. And I'm a little brown. So
so was I was going to say so was Charles Barkley. But
I thought you were going to say so is Boris Diaw because you just brought him
up. Yeah, he is. Well, I mean, he's tall, though. But, yeah, I agree. That's not a huge issue. But, you know, I do understand, though, on the other hand, there's been a real negative lashback about what happened with the Sacramento Kings, with the Sacramento Bee and Furillo. And, I mean, that was caught on camera, and, you know, it's sort of been an issue, and he got fined what the Kings say was, quote-unquote, a substantial amount of money, and apparently that was $50,000, which is a ton of money. What if I find you right now $50,000, Vince? I mean, like, do you have $50,000? I mean, like, that would – I would not be happy about that. Like,
I'll tell you this right now. I'm not going to tell you what's in my bank account, but what I will say is that I would call you if you find me $50,000, and I would say, hey, can we make a payment arrangement? Can I put this on like a 13-year plan?
I mean, my point is, though, that like no matter how much money you have, it's not fun to get fined a 20th of $1 million. Like, that's a pretty – they're right. That is a substantial amount of money if that's how much he was fined.
For not wanting to talk to people. For not wanting to talk to people. Not wanting to talk to media.
Well, I mean, he was fined for swearing at this guy and being aggressive. And I mean, the word that's been thrown around is being a bully.
And going on a tirade.
Yeah. And that's probably going to be the intro quote to this episode. So, you know, listeners can decide for themselves. But yeah, I mean, I agree. I think it was inappropriate on a few levels. I mean, I think he was being a bully. One of the things that sort of bothers me about it is that he was just trying to, you know, make him leave. And like, you know, he's credentialed. He has a right to be there. I do think it changes the circumstances though that, you know, A, this is a reporter that has said really bad things about DeMarcus.
He never tried to make Andy Farrell leave.
That's my understanding, is that he was like, you should just go.
No, that's what happened with a different site. So,
well, that was with the King's Court, the King's Court. That's you.
No, that wasn't with me.
Cowbell Kingdom.
Yeah, that was with CK. And I've talked to the guys over there. I mean, I used to write for CK. I used to do the podcast over there with Cowbell Kingdom, and I'm still pretty close with those guys. I've got to talk just the other day. With the managing editor over there. So, you know, just to kind of get a little bit inside of what was going on. What happened with him is he cussed him out. So he cussed out Andy Farrell because of the same situation that we talked about with the event that happened in New York City in the club. He wrote it up about how Matt Barnes and DeMarcus Cousins should hang out in different places. And in that piece, he brought up the thing that happened over the offseason with DeMarcus Cousins being in the Tampa nightclub with his brother and what happened with his brother and things like that. And that came up in the article. Now, I read it. Let me be honest with you right now. What was said in that piece was nothing bad. He never said anything bad about his brother. He just brought up facts about his brother and what happened in that situation. Yes, his brother was tased. Yes, his brother did get, I believe, detained for that. And DeMarcus Cousins was fled away. This is true. This is what we know. This is what has been reported on that. So that's what he was mad about. He was mad at the fact that he wrote about DeMarcus Cousins, or that Farrell wrote about DeMarcus Cousins in that piece as a columnist for the Sac B. And he confronted him about it, and the way he confronted him was definitely not in the right way. And then
right. There's
also been incidents of where DeMarcus Cousins was talking, and then while he was still talking, Farrell interrupted him, and he said, "I'm still talking." Finished the sentence, then got up and walked away, and then called him a clown while walking away. And this is all in the video you guys can check out on YouTube. And then with CK,
he told him to play. I'm going to play the audio at the start of this episode.
Okay, so you guys will see hear it. And then the other one was with CK, and he's like, "Who do you work for? You work with? Okay, you can leave." And then the confrontation with him and the managing editor prior.
It's
to
a bunch
game.
Of behavioral stuff. It's all questionable stuff. It's not new in that regard. There's a lot of stuff around Boogie Cousins in terms of his on and off court behavior, technical fouls, his contentious relationship with the officials, on court, like off court. But I mean, the Sacramento Kings know about all of this stuff, and it's not new. It seems like it's been escalating as of late, and there's been some, you know, particularly bad stuff. As of late, and it brings into question, whether or not they want to re-sign him. So, well, that just about does it for this podcast. Again, my guest has been Vince at VM Center, right?
Yep.
So yeah, my guest has been Vince Miracle of the King's Court podcast, which is a podcast that we're fortunate enough to have on the Almighty Baller Podcast Network, representing the Sacramento Kings for our A-Team podcast. Listeners should know that we've been expanding the network to add a bunch of podcasts that covers teams, and you can listen to the King's Court and many other team specific podcasts from almightyballer.com and blogtalkradio.com/ABPN. But just talk a little bit about what you do over at the King's Court podcast, and just listeners know that, like the other podcasts on the A-Team, I personally endorse them, listen to them, and enjoy them. So it's a great podcast, and you should go check it out.
Yeah, so kind of what we do on the show, it's a whole lot of fun, just straight in-depth coverage of the Sacramento Kings. We always make sure that we remind everyone that we are providing in-depth coverage of the Sacramento Kings, because we want to be able to show you guys and be honest with you guys about what is happening with the team. Not only do we do that, we do a Kings Week segue with myself and my co-host Joe Morgan. You guys can follow him at SacSportsMorgan on Twitter. And in that, you know, we predict games for the upcoming week. And after 10 games, whoever predicted the most games wrong, that person has to do a Kings Week challenge. And 10 games ago, Joe lost for the first Kings Week segment challenge, and the fans voted. You guys voted for him to be a human hot dog, or they voted for him to be a human hot dog, and hopefully you guys voted for him next time when we, because he lost again, and it's between karaoke or him writing a rap, and he's going to have to be doing that on next week's show, and you guys can vote for that right now on Twitter. But he was a human hot dog, covered him in ketchup, his whole family did. It was hilarious, so we do that type of stuff. We have great guests. We've had Scott Howard Cooper come on the show. We've had, you know, James Hamm, the King's Insider. We've had so many guests that come on, and we continue to do so. And yeah, you guys check us out. Leave us a rating on iTunes. We love hearing the feedback, what you guys like and dislike about the show. And welcome, we're welcomed and very honored to join the ABPN. Got it right this time. See?
Yeah. No. And you know they do have good Kings coverage. A lot of good guests. No one quite of my caliber yet. But. Maybe one day they can get me on their podcast.
Okay, yeah, right. I mean, we've only had like Scalabee Sierra on this year. We've had Nancy Lieberman, a Hall of Famer. You know, we've had like Sudeikis Smith. Like, no, as big as Chris Axman, but you know.
Yeah, I mean,
some decent names.
Do you know who I am?
I mean, I do. You live in Dallas.
No, I live in Austin.
Whatever. Texas.
You know, regardless of whether we talk on my podcast or your podcast, it's always great to talk to you, Vince. And you know, yeah, I mean, I feel like there's been a lot of really good information about the Sacramento Kings, a franchise always worth talking about, maybe not for the right reasons, but yeah, I hope the listeners found this informative. You know, check out our other shows again, almightyballer.com and at blogtalkradio.com/ABPN. Got a lot of great stuff going on with the network, you know, I appreciate it. If you want to drop a review, listen to another show, you know, let them know what they think, and just reach out if you enjoy us. And thanks for listening, Vince. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, man. Merry Christmas to all you guys. And if I don't talk to you guys specifically again, or if you guys don't come over to the Kings Court for some odd reason, I don't know why. Happy New Year.
No. I mean. You'll be definitely coming back on the show. That's something that we're hoping to have be a regular thing for the Almighty Baller Podcast Network, is that, you know, yeah, you guys should get to know the hosts of each of these shows personally, you know, throughout the next couple of months. So, yeah, look forward to that. Thanks for listening. Keep listening, and goodbye.